The book I'm working on now is titled The 50-Year Summer. It's titled that because the author, a man named David Luthy, of Wisconsin, he was about to start his third year of college, Wisconsin Community College, not Community College, State College, Wisconsin State College at Eau Claire. And a classmate of his had a father who had recently remarried and resettled in Juneau. So his classmate was going to drive the highway from Wisconsin and eventually, of course, get on the ferry and join his father, hoping for a summer job in Juneau. And David did do that. So the first chapter tells about that. And he went home. He got a job at NC Marine on the waterfront, which is a clue to his passion through the book. And he says, went home with more money to start the school year than I'd ever had. The previous year, he thought that he could get jobs at the places where he'd worked the year before that. He said, that's when I learned what recession meant. And he actually spent more money job hunting that summer than he earned. And he had cut his class load in half and got all these part-time jobs and so on to make it through. Well, he fell in love with Alaska. And the first sentence of the book is, Alaska became a state in 1959, and I became 21. And then, zip, we're off on the Alcan. He gets back from another classmate the next year, learns that there's this man, don't remember his first name, even though I'm working on the book now, but Bothman, B-O-T-H-M-A-N was his name. He had a connection, he had a home in Wisconsin, and every year he paid people to drive cars from Wisconsin for him to sell in his car place in Anchorage. Well, you can be sure that the Luthy brothers were two of his customers that next year, and for 51 years, David Luthy returned to Alaska. He loved the cannery life. He never worked, he wasn't sliming fish. He was a carpenter and almost killed by an electrical shock, and so on and so on, until he decided he wanted to be on the other end of it, bringing fish in. By now, he had married a woman he met at college, and we learn about that, and had a boat built and named it the Lynn Marie, and never refers to my boat, but always the Lynn Marie. And she came up for 20 years. They lived on that boat. He says they had this space. It was 6 square feet of space for living on the boat. She says, except that none of them were square. and so on. So the 50-year summer. And when he then eventually retired from fishing, they still came every summer because this was home. But he enabled himself to be a fisherman by going back to school and getting a teaching credential. And for 30 years, he taught social science in Wisconsin so that he could be a fisherman in the summer in Alaska. And some years he made some money and some years he didn't, but that never daunted him. He's back the next year. So that's the current book, The 50-Year Summer.